Nearly 2 weeks ago, a small group of Turkish environmentalists were attacked with tear gas and water cannons while protesting a government plan to redevelop Istanbul's Gezi Park into a shopping center and mosque. The violent overreaction, and the deputy prime minister has admitted it was that, touched off ongoing protests in every major Turkish city. It's not about trees anymore. It's about Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's perceived abuse of power and indifference to opposing views. On Thursday, he claimed the demonstrations have, quote, lost their democratic credentials and turned to vandalism. On Wednesday, Turkish media reported that authorities had arrested 25 people for allegedly spreading false rumors through social media. He called the protesters çapulca, the Turkish word for looters, a term they have embraced, as you can hear in this version of a popular song posted on YouTube, where the lyrics to Every Day I'm Shuffling have been changed to Every Day I'm Chuffling. One Turkish game show that plays with words found a way to insert terms related to the protests, like Gezi and park and pacifism, into answers on the show.
Gezi.
Hiç harf almadılar. Gezi.
Park.
Halkın gezi.
Pacifism.
Pacifism. Gayet iyi bildiğiniz.
In all, the New York Times counted 70 references on the show to the protests.
Twitter.
Twitter. 700.
Including Twitter. Did you catch that? A nod to Twitter's role in informing the public and organizing protests. So Twitter, YouTube, even some game shows weighed in, but Turkish journalist Tulin Dalalo says one group was conspicuously quiet, and that was the mainstream media.
The Turkish media literally did not turn its cameras to its own streets for the first 2-3 days of demonstrations. There is an intense government pressure on the newsrooms, and they have given in because the government is strong. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party has been elected to power 3 consecutive times. I think the media is just playing politics. The government only prefers to hear the news that provides a good image for them, both domestically and internationally.
Now, you mentioned playing politics, but this is more than just subtle pressure imposed by the Erdogan government. Over the last number of years, many journalists have been jailed, more than even in China or Russia. There have been crippling fines imposed on one media group of something on the order of $1 billion. Is this a simple case of intimidation, fear of prosecution from the government?
Look, I mean, the journalists then do get scared because the question is, well, the government is able to get to our big boss and he's having difficulty. So what happens to us? You know, most of us are not earning too much money. We have families to take care of. For the past decade, we have not seen really any stories about corruption. But if you go to Turkey's streets, if you talk to people on Turkey's streets, well, there's a lot of stories out there.
You're speaking with some experience here. You yourself lost your job. Where were you working and what were the circumstances of your dismissal?
Well, I used to work for a well-known daily Turkish paper named Habertürk. Up until May 2010, I have been critical about the prime minister's policy toward Israel and the way how he handles his relationship with Syria. And I was told that there was a telephone call from the prime minister's office to the owner of Habertürk, and my contract got terminated soon after. The Habertürk is a privately owned paper. The people that I work with, the people that I thought was taking care of me were the ones who pushed me under the truck. I'm not the only one. I'm not going to be the last one. There are a lot of others here who have to, you know, change their professions.
When the government has this see no evil, hear no evil approach to terrorism and protests, and when the police react so violently against peaceful demonstrators, is there no public sentiment for change?
The people, the citizen journalists, out on the streets do not really care whether the media is doing its job or not. They have taken things into their hands. The social media, Facebook and Twitter, have empowered them, and they're using it to full speed. The Turkish people also celebrate the journalists, the good journalists who are really doing their job. It's not about siding with the government or not siding with the government. It's really not the issue. But the ones who can report the events as is, because that's what's really needed.
Tulin, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Tulin Dalalo is a columnist for Al Monitor, a U.S.-based online publication covering Turkey, and she hosts Turkey Pulse on Twitter. She spoke to us from Ankara.